UK regulator moves to let retail funds hold 10% in crypto ETNs. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority has proposed letting certain regulated retail funds put up to 10% of their assets into cryptocurrency exchange-traded notes, ETNs, according to a CoinDesk report published June 9, 2026. The measure sits inside the FCA's latest quarterly consultation paper and would extend crypto access to fund structures that pool ordinary investors' money. The proposal covers two vehicles, UCITS, Undertakings for Collective Investment in Transferable Securities, and URS, Non-UCITS Retail Schemes. Both are regulated, open-ended structures that work much like U.S. mutual funds, gathering retail capital into managed portfolios. Until now, neither could hold crypto exposure of this kind. The 10% ceiling would be a hard limit, not a target. A cap designed to contain risk, not chase returns, the FCA framed the 10% figure as a brake rather than an accelerator. Our proposed 10% limit for UCITS and NERS would also mitigate the risk of significant impacts arising from crypto ETN exposure, the regulator said in the consultation. The logic is straightforward. A fund that can put at most a tenth of its book into crypto ETNs limits how badly a crypto drawdown can dent the overall portfolio. That caution reads differently against the current market. As of June 9, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $61,131, down 4.2% on the day and roughly 9% over the week, while Ether sits at $1,638 after a 14.1% weekly drop. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index is parked at 14, deep in extreme fear. A 10% sleeve in a diversified fund would have transmitted only a fraction of those moves to end investors, which is exactly the point of the cap. The next step after October's unban, this is not the FCA's first move toward retail crypto products. In October 2025, the regulator lifted its long-standing ban on retail access to crypto ETNs, reversing a restriction that had kept everyday UK investors out of exchange-traded crypto wrappers entirely. Allowing those same ETNs inside pooled retail funds is the logical follow-on. First, the instrument becomes available, then the funds most Britons actually buy can hold a slice of it. The shift matters because UK retail crypto rules have been among the strictest in any major market. Critics have argued for years that heavy restrictions left the United Kingdom trailing peers in the US and parts of Europe, where spot crypto ETFs and ETPs reached ordinary portfolios sooner. A defined 10% allocation route through familiar fund structures narrows that gap without handing retail investors uncapped exposure. A regulated wrapper, not a wallet. For UK users, the practical takeaway is about access, not ownership in the on-chain sense. An ETN held inside a UCITS or NERS fund is a regulated, custodied product. The investor owns fund units. They do not hold the underlying coins, the private keys, or any ability to move the asset themselves. That is a different proposition from holding crypto directly or spending it from a self-custody wallet, where the user controls the keys and carries the counterparty risk themselves. Neither approach is automatically better. A fund wrapper removes the operational burden of custody and brings crypto into tax-wrapped, regulated accounts many UK savers already use. Direct holdings and non-custodial spending keep control with the user, but put the full weight of security and recovery on them. The FCA proposal simply adds the first option to the menu for mainstream UK funds, where previously only the second existed. Consultation, not law, one caveat, sits over all of this. The 10% allowance is a proposal in a quarterly consultation paper, not a rule in force. Consultations invite industry feedback before the FCA decides whether to finalize, amend, or drop a measure. The direction of travel is clear given October's unban, but fund managers cannot act on the 10% limit until the regulator confirms it. If it does take effect, the immediate change is narrow and bounded. Regulated UK retail funds gain the option to allocate up to a tenth of their assets to crypto ETNs. The broader signal is larger. A regulator that banned retail crypto ETNs outright would, within roughly 8 months, have moved from removing that ban to writing crypto into the rulebook for the funds Britons hold in their pensions and ISAs.